entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and goddamn it, the DJ New Style Show. My name is Ken. I'll be your goddamn host and the guy who keeps saying goddamn for no goddamn good reason. With me as always, ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
I'm goddamn great.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Well, you know what? Good. I'm glad you're great. I usually just shit on your intro. Kind of just throw water on it. Put out your fire. Not tonight. Not tonight, Steve. Did you have a good weekend? Did you have a good week? Is everything fine with you?
I had a great week. I had a good weekend, too.
Give me your highest of high points, please. Right now.
Won some money in the Sands. PA. Oh,
you went gambling.
A little gambling.
And the Sands in PA. Now, for those of us on the East Coast, and in the tri-state area, as Clayton likes to say.
Tri-state.
For many, many years, gambling meant going to some fucking riverboat somewhere where you're liable to get sodomized.
Was this 1800s?
Or driving to Atlantic City or taking a flight over to Vegas. But now we can just throw away all our futures and fuck over our children and grandchildren by driving
less than an hour.
Driving to Pennsylvania, spending 30 to 40 minutes in a car and playing. Do they have table games at this point?
Yes, yeah.
So it's fully loaded.
Yeah, they got everything.
Everybody can just do all the terrible things to their financial
status. They have the high stakes room. It's very small, but they have like $100 tables.
They have a fucking high stakes room in the Pennsylvania casino. Did you hit it up and roll up in a goddamn Dumb and Dumber suit? Ruffles.
I had my top hat and cape. Now I don't even play card games because I like playing like 9 and 15 cent slots because it lasts longer.
And because you're secretly an 80-year-old woman. Which is okay.
Maybe.
So you went gambling. You threw down some money. I'm taking it that you lost like everybody does.
No.
You beat the system.
Yep.
You, your mind, and your wallet broke the goddamn system in half. I love it. This is a story that needs to be told. Steve, how did you do it? How did you win your wealth?
On borrowed money from the casino.
Oh, and what kind of wealth are we talking about here? What did you come away with? $85. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Stupendous. Well, I actually spent $100, but it was $100 of the casino's money because they give you, you know, whatever, $100 a month, and you go and spend it. And
hold on. What kind of bullshit casino is this? They just give you $100, and they're like, please gamble with us.
Yeah, because
we know the allure is irresistible to you.
Casino comps. Dude, I mean, they've been giving those out in Atlantic City for years.
Yeah, but do you go to this place enough to get comps? Or is it tied into their system?
It's tied into their system.
So they're all kind of, whether it's Vegas or whether it's Atlantic City or whether it's involuntary butt sex riverboat in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have magnets underneath the fucking roulette wheel. Controlled by a foot pedal. It's all connected.
Right on the zero.
So you can earn all the points and go there. And this goddamn casino sent you $100, and you son of a bitch, you didn't even open your wallet. You used their money and out, took $85 with you. Fuck it. Nice. Very good.
And you also get some food credit, too. And if you don't use the food credit, you lose the food credit. So
you know,
you might. use it or lose it. So we used it and got a nice filet mignon dinner. Some nice big pork piece of pork belly cooked like bacon. It was nice.
Jesus Christ. Living like fucking royalty over in fucking buttfuck Pennsylvania. Where is this? The Sands?
Bethlehem.
Oh, Bethlehem. No disrespect to Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
What?
You go there.
The holiest of towns, Steve.
Yeah.
It's the holiest.
You go there and it looks like a big rundown steel mill. Like the entire town is a steel mill.
You know what I find interesting is whenever somebody says they won at a casino, nobody believes them. But then when they finally decide to, they say how much. And it's like you said, $85. And the person's like, oh. Like it's nothing. Like every time they go to the casino, they don't lose $400 to $1,000.
I think breaking even is a good time at the casino because even if you lose whatever, you should go with an amount that you're ready to lose. Like, oh, I'm ready to lose $100, $200.
Yeah.
And if you break even on that, you should be happy as hell because you had fun gambling the whole time. I mean, gambling is fun, let's face it.
I mean, I think when you tell people these kinds of things, they either want to hear that you lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or broke even. Or won an insane amount of money and you're just a fucking, you're wealthy and have to do nothing and you're good. And you could just fucking make, plate your toilet in gold.
That would have been nice.
Name your shits and just mold them into clay.
You don't need to be rich to name your shits, man.
You could name them, but then you'll get them molded in Fimo clay and have them put on a very, very nice shelf from an upscale retail establishment. Yeah, nobody gives a fuck if you win like less than, I don't know, $400. No, less than $100, I'll say. If you come away with less than $100, nobody really gives a shit. And they should, because every time you hear, it's like, ah, nah, I broke even, I fucking lost, I'm fucking down, blah, blah, blah. And it's so rare that you hear someone coming away with a big win. So,
well, yeah, I mean,
or playing, that you talk playing, to somebody and they and
playing
they
9 cent slots and 15 cent slots. I mean, you're gonna have to have more than one big winner. Get
Wait,
on a good, not, good
nine
streak.
Nine cent slots. What are you talking about?
Basically,
oh, because of the lines.
Yeah, you play like nine lines at one time, and it's 9 credits, which is a penny. They call it all penny slots, but you can wager $3 on penny slots.
Yeah, I played a max bet on a penny slot. It was $10.
Right?
I'm not even exaggerating. I fucking spent $10 on one pull of a fucking penny slot. And I honestly, I felt the casinos come slowly drip out of my ass. That's how fucking terrible it was. I'm like, but I'm in Pennyland for fuck's sake.
Well, I accidentally hit a 2 cent slot, and I didn't realize it. And when it's the 2 cent slot, everything's doubled. So I was doing like 30 cents.
It'll do that.
And I'm like, holy shit, where'd my money go? And I was look, I'm like 2 cents. I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Well, goddamn, I didn't have an exciting weekend like you did. I didn't go out and risk my money at a game of chance. I didn't do that. I stayed home for the Friday night. I didn't do shit there. Saturday, my plans were to work on Hear Us Talk. My plans are to take some of the concepts that I've been talking about after the show, things that Clayton has kind of inspired me to do and talking to him, and things that I've explained to you and we've gone back and forth on. And I was going to use this weekend to just pump that shit out, get it going and get it started. And Amanda told me what her plans were. Basically, I had my whole fucking weekend mapped out. I was going to be completely filthy and unbathed for 2 days. Lovely. I was going to smell like whatever I've decided to burp out of my esophagus, the deep part of my esophagus. And honestly, I was probably going to have a few dingleberries because I was just going to sit in a chair and fucking program and fart into a cushion for 48 fucking goddamn hours. However, Amanda decided that she was going to go get her goddamn hair done. And it's the point where she doesn't have a place that she goes to up here because she likes the place down in her hometown. And so mentions that to me, right? She mentions, she's like, I'm going to go and get my hair done.
Wait, how long of a drive is that?
Well, it's 2 hours away from where we live.
Wow. Okay.
2 hours away. So,
you know, for half that distance, you can go and gamble in Bethlehem, PA.
Believe me, now that I know this, I will be singing a different tune. So I'm like, okay, well, have a good day. Drive safe. When she tells me this. And then she kind of said, well, we can make a day of it. You could go. We could go and do stuff, and that way I won't have to be alone driving and not see you the whole weekend. And I'm starting to, like, the guilt is kind of chipping away at me a little bit. And I'm like, fuck, I had plans. I was gonna work on this thing. I was going to smell real bad. I mean, I had really big, important plans. I wanted to be disgusting and productive at the same time. Disgustingly productive. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, she's right. Probably wouldn't see her too much. It's going to be, if it's a two-hour appointment, it's a goddamn six-hour fucking jaunt. And I thought, well, all right, I'll bring my shit with me. I'll bring my laptop. There's got to be a Starbucks around somewhere with Wi-Fi. I'll just fucking work on it there, and I'll have that experience. I've never been that guy that just went to a place that, like, a restaurant that has Wi-Fi and just used it. They seem to love advertising it. I see the signs on all the places, free Wi-Fi, because I guess they get you in, and you continually eat because you're American and.
I've seen people have business meetings at Dunkin' Donuts. Like, guys in full suits. Like, two guys in full suits having, like, a full business meeting with all the papers on the Dunkin' Donuts table.
That's not so much a business meeting as it is a guy begging and hoping that somebody's going to buy his bullshit Amway, become one of his fucking downlines. One of his fucking downlines on a fucking pyramid scheme.
That's,
so let
that's
me
what
tell
happened
you,
to me.
Do you use soaps and shampoos? I use them, too. I use this one
Starbucks.
Specific company. Yeah. I had let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
Just deviate a little bit. In my dorm, when I went to school, there was a guy that that seemed like a cool guy. He would play guitar. He knew most of the floor. And at one point, I bumped into him, and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing on Saturday? You got any plans?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Let's go meet up with a friend of mine. We'll go do something." I'm like, "Shit, all right, good." I didn't have to actually be a friend. And now I am on the verge of making a friend. I didn't have to be a friend to get a friend. I'm thinking I'm ahead of the game here. And he's like, "Yeah, we'll go." And so we meet up, and he's like, "Yeah, this guy's great, blah, blah, blah." Telling me about it, and brings me to, like, a Sparrow, a shitty, like, the minute you're brought to meet somebody and it's at a shitty place to get food, like shitty food,
yeah.
If it's a Dunkin' Donuts or a Salad Works or a Sparrow, just know that you're about to be begged into and pressured into becoming some fucking part of a pyramid scheme that's not going to benefit you in the least. It's going to waste tons of
your
fucking time.
You have to pay money up front to join their pyramid scheme, first of all.
Yeah, I didn't even like get to that part of it. So like I went and the guy started talking. "So what's going on? What's going on?" He had like that camp counselor vibe where he's like forcing the get to know you part. I'm like, this is not a friendship. This is not a budding friendship. There's some fucking hook here. There's some fucking alternative reason. And at first I thought, oh my God, this is a religious cult. This is a religious thing.
It feels the same way when you're
this
talking
guy,
about this.
This guy is going to try and get me to join his religious Christian frat. Or something. This is not going to be good. I don't want to be mean. So I'll hear him out for a little bit, and I will say, "I am otherwise engaged," no matter what it is. "I am otherwise engaged." The guy didn't even fucking listen to me. Eventually, he tried like singing the praises of the soaps and shampoos and shit, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, no, I got to go get some shit, and I'll be right back." I just fucking left. I fucking left, and I avoided the guy on my floor in the dorm for the entire time I lived there. And this wasn't an easy task because there was one bathroom, and he was the next door over. So, like, you're constantly bumping into the person that's right next to you. I just learned how to really avert my eyes.
Look at the floor. Just walk and look down.
Yeah. So, yeah, the free Wi-Fi places, yeah, they are not really the business meeting venues so much as they are the let's get you into a scam or some kind of a religious group that's not fun. If there's a group where you have to fucking like stage a business meeting to fucking lure people into it, it's probably not that fun to be in that fucking group.
Like, want to buy some Cutco knives?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'd imagine if the Amish people believed in electricity, they would be pulling the same fucking tactic to increase membership.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Oh, have a fucking shitty crawler sit down. Let me tell you about how awesome it is to just work 12 hours a day outside with your hands and your goddamn logs, and then not have any fun and not play video games. Yeah. Just terrible. Yeah, let me tell you about raising barns or selling stoves. Jesus Christ. Ustreamer 844523. The shitty Amish stove. Guy probably looked slightly Amish, and they're like, you have a great stove, but you need an angle. So he just bought a fucking hat and suspenders, and now it's the Amish the Amish stove that you have to plug in. Amazing. What a fucking incredible thing. So, no, it wasn't anything like that. I decided Amanda wanted me with her. I said, you're driving. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to work on this shit for 2 hours. We can talk. We can do all that shit. We'll be together. We'll have lunch. We'll do that shit. But I'm about doing the goddamn work. And I'll figure out a way to try and adjust to working in a fucking Starbucks. I've never done it before. So I take my fucking laptop bag and I set it up. When you go in there, the first move was to scout the tables,
right?
And I noticed that there were people in ties kind of sitting on the same side of the table at one of them, and I just thought that was weird. Like they were like three dudes sitting on one side of the table as if they were waiting for three other guys, but they weren't. There was a couple that were really close to each other doing close talking where their noses were brushing and they were talking to each other and looking into their eyes, just like probably saying really sweet things that was code for please don't leave me ever, I'll die, I'll kill myself, please don't leave me. Each of them simultaneously.
Right.
And looked so scared to lose each other, but simultaneously so lovey-dovey. And then there was this awesome table for two, but barely. In a fucking, like, an alcove. There were two, mandatory load-bearing beams that were kind of half walls, just cradling this table, keeping it away from the weird Mormon-looking people and the two scared lovers. And I just sat my laptop on there, got my fucking coffee, and I gotta tell you, I might exclusively work in public at restaurants. I might just bring my fucking laptop to a place that has Wi-Fi and work there. I got so much shit done. I have so much progress. I have shit to show you guys, the Hear Us Talk people. I have shit to explain. It's coming along, and I loved it.
Good.
Because
good.
I think it was because of two factors. I was in public, and I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want anybody coming over to me. I didn't want to be distracted by other conversations. So I was forced to immerse myself in what I was doing. And also, I'm in public, and I can't be fucking be whispered away from the trail of working to that terrible little hollow in the internet forest of pornography. Whereas if I'm working at home and I mistype something and I see a thumbnail, I may just lose the next 3 hours. I may lose the next fucking 3 hours.
Yeah, I've done that.
In a tit spiral. And I can't do that at Starbucks. Just completely fucking focused. And the other thing was, I knew I had finite time. I thought I had an hour, so I was really going for it, trying to get shit done. Ended up being 2 hours. And it was just fucking fantastic. I don't know if you've ever done anything like that. Just
no.
Had to get out, and you had something you had to do, and you just left your surroundings, and you were it worked for you that much better.
Well, I've done that, not specifically going to a place with Wi-Fi and doing work on a laptop, but yeah, I've done that.
I can't. Even when I was like in school, I couldn't study at home. I couldn't do my homework at home. It's just way too many fucking distractions. And That's why when like I don't know, the power goes out at the office or we're snowed in and I have to work from home, it's a fucking struggle. It's really, really hard, and I do it, but it's hard to stay on task and not just be lured away. And just focus on doing your work and all that shit because you're home. This is your escape. You do your shit and then you come here. And when you work from home, it's like you have nowhere to fucking go. So I don't think I could ever have a job where I telecommute unless I went somewhere to do it. In which case, I'm not really telecommuting. I'm telecommuting to the office, but I still have a commute to do this.
You're tangentially commuting.
Yeah.
You're commuting somewhere else.
So I love this shit. I love doing it, and I got a lot of shit done. So we spent the day down in South Jersey, and I'm like, well, what are we going to do? We're here. We may as well go see your parents. She's like, let's just go eat something and then go home. I'm like, fuck it. All right, fine. We went and ate at a goddamn Bobby Flay burger place, which was pretty good.
Yeah? Did it have poblano peppers on it?
You know what? I was waiting for that word to come out of your mouth. I don't know what it is, why you have that fucking association. I don't think there's a fucking poblano on his fucking menu.
There is. It's there. He probably just doesn't even put it there because it's just assumed at this point.
Everything he makes has to have
everything. Everything. The ground, all ground beef at Bobby Flay's burger joints have 20% poblano roasted, mind you, poblano peppers
have to be roasted.
So roasted we on the there. Stove.
Yeah, we ate there and then we went home. And now it's like 7 hours since we left. And I get home and I do the same shit I always do when we leave the dog. I walk downstairs. I'm like, where's my goddamn dog? Where's Teddy? I just say it. I'm looking right at him. I always say it. It gets him kind of hyped up. He like kind of jumps around in his box.
Starts wagging the tail.
Where's Teddy? I don't know where he is. I'm just like an asshole. Like if
that's so mean, man.
I'm like, I don't know where he is. Yeah, I'm really a jerk. But I hope that I don't see myself doing this in the flashback that plays seconds before you die. I hope there are better moments.
Oh, that's going to be your last thought.
It's going to be all the cruel things I've done. It's going to be me taunting my dog, me Pele kicking my dog in the face once.
What?
Look, he grabbed something. He would not drop it. And he started lunging at me. So I took my foot and like I did a light, graceful Pele.
You said a Pele kick.
A Pele pass. Like a kind of like on the chops, you know, to make his jaw clang. And he dropped it.
Clang?
I want to hear that tooth clap. You know, that noise.
Uh-huh.
I did it a couple times. It wasn't, it wasn't a proud moment. I felt fucking terrible for it. So anyway, I'm coming back from the goddamn South Jersey jaunt, and I'm doing the bullshit with Teddy. Where's Teddy? I don't know. Where's my goddamn dog? And he's not really getting hyped up. He's kind of just sitting down and looking like a fucking frump, like a goddamn sourpuss. And I'm like, oh, you fucking suck. I let him out, and he does his usual thing where he bolts up the stairs because we keep him downstairs. He just runs up the steps, and all you hear is, ah!
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on with this dog? Usually, you know, completely happy dog. Doesn't matter. You let him out. He's fine. But no, I hear a yelp. And
that was a very good yelp, by the way.
Thank you. I'm struggling to get my voice back and not have to cough. Like when I imitated getting the wind knocked out of you.
Oh, God.
A couple episodes ago. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Yeah. So he's yelping and I notice now that he's kind of favoring his paw and he's picking at it with his teeth. So I'm like, oh shit. And I'm just seeing fucking, pieces of paper with a messy veterinarian signature on it with a fucking smile. And instead of thanks, it says fuck you. And it says broken leg, $1,400, fucking, collarbone, fucking whatever. $2,000. I'm just picturing all the fucking injuries that he could possibly have. And so I grab his paw and he instantly like decides to snap at me. I'm like, holy shit, this paw is.
Did he get you? He didn't get you though?
He didn't get me that time. He didn't get me that time. I'm like, his paw is fucked up. I can't even grab it. His paw is fucked. I'm like, how the fuck could this happen? So I'm worried. I mean, I like my dog. Okay, I Pele kicked him in the mouth once. But it was to get him to drop something and to show him who's goddamn king of the house. And that is me, Steve. Don't challenge me in my fucking home. I've been known to be able to pass a soccer ball pretty well. Slightly okay. Pele. Slightly decent. So I'm worried now about the dog. I fucking love my dog. And so I calm him down. I do that shit. And I manage to get the paw and I look at it. And like the top of it's fine. I squeeze the little finger nubs and the nails and shit. That's fine. I kind of gently lift it up and look at it. And there is like a big fucking half inch sticker, like a thorn or something, sticking in like the center pad of his paw. Just huge, and it's fucking angry and gross, and he's got all gnarled hair there.
Hey, so, did he go outside and when you were gone?
No, he was all locked up. The thing is, we were rushing to leave, and I'm like, oh, wait, he's going to be locked up. Let me take him out. And I took him out with the thing and blah, blah, blah. And as I brought him in, he kind of sat in the box, and he was doing that thing like, you know, when a dog is – when you shoot a duck, you know, Steve, all the times you shoot ducks –
Yeah.
When a hunter kills a duck and the fucking the dog spots it, it points its face towards it and lifts that one paw up.
Right.
He was doing that. I'm like, oh shit, look at this. He's doing a thing. I'm like, all right, we'll see you. And I leave.
That's amazing. Goodbye.
I didn't realize that that he probably had that fucking sticker in his goddamn paw, and he's had it the whole fucking day, and so he's not really feeling too good. And I'm getting kind of fucking weirded out or like a little worried. I'm like, oh shit, like I don't really know what to do officially. I mean, I my instinct is to get tweezers, just rip it out,
yeah,
and maybe pour some peroxide on it or something and then fucking call it a day. But I don't know, so I get the tweezers and I get whatever we have, which is like a fucking drop of peroxide. For some reason we have bottles of shit where like we'll still put it back if there's a fucking a drab. For in this house, it's a goddamn epidemic. Like we don't want to change shit. We'll use it. Like, oh, not the last to use that. Clink clink. Like one little drop, one little square of toilet paper, the last little rind of a paper towel on a goddamn tube. I don't know what it is. It's not that big of a fucking deal, but for some reason, both of us don't want to be the last fucking one to use something. We never admit that the product we fucking used is done. And that happened with the fucking peroxide. So I managed to get the fucking paw, and I'm bringing the goddamn tweezers next to it. It just touches the fucking thing, touches the little sticker, and it must have hurt him because he snapped at me, and he got really fucking defensive, and he's just growling and baring his goddamn teeth. And showing me that he's really pissed and he's not pleased with this. So Amanda goes, well, maybe you should go get a muzzle. And I'm like, that's a great idea. And get a muzzle. And she goes, yeah. And then when we're done with it, we'll return it. And I'm like, that's a fucking even better idea. Because I don't want to buy a muzzle. We're going to use it this one fucking time. Who gives a shit? Just return. It'll be a communal fucking muzzle. I'll be that scumbag. I don't give a fuck.
It's probably happened before. You'll probably buy a muzzle that someone already returned.
I'm already doing this to save myself a trip to the vet. So yeah, naturally we get a muzzle, use it, return it, fucking free of charge.
Meanwhile, you're making two trips to the store to buy it and then return the muzzle when you can take one trip.
We'll be down that way. One day we'll be down that area, Steve. It all works out. Don't worry about it. So I'm like, yeah, okay. So I'll get that. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think you can just pull the splinter or thorn or whatever it is out and then not wrap it up because you might lick it or some shit or might get infected. I have to get like spray. I have to get some kind of antibiotic spray. I gotta get goddamn bandages. So I'll get a couple things and I'll get the muzzle. So I go to Petco and I'm just staring at the medicines. They're like, this one is just for ears. This one's for feet, but they can't lick it. So we have a bandage that goes over it. This box is only for light scrapes, not puncture wounds. And I'm just looking at all this shit. And I must have been there for like 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden I hear it behind me. I hear, someone's been looking at the medicines a little long.
I'm like, God.
I'm like, oh, fuck me. Which one's poison? I need to drink it all. I will drink every drop of the poison one to avoid this conversation. What happened? And I'm like, okay. Well, my dog stepped on a thorn. Like I need instant fucking feedback with every fucking part of this story that I'm telling. I don't. I'm just like, he stepped on a thorn. I don't know what to put on it. They're like, okay. Spray it up with one of these. Doesn't matter. I'm like, well, no, it fucking does. This one says no puncture wounds. Like, oh, well, then read whatever. Just get one of them. Like, you're not being fucking helpful. She goes, get a bandage, get a spray, thanks. Pull it out, wash it, spray it, tie it up with the bandage. They're going to be fine. He'll be fine. I'm like, well, I need a muzzle because he's really spiteful. And he's not really in a good mood. So, well, you'd be spiteful, too, if you had a thorn in your foot.
I'm like, oh, really?
I'm like, you motherfucker, just shut up. Your fucking mouth. And she had this cold sore on her fucking face, too. And I couldn't stop looking at it. It was like when you try to look somebody in the eyes. I was looking her directly in the cold sore.
Mole, mole, mole.
And I kind of felt like she knew I was doing that. But you have to believe somebody's going to look at that. You can't have just like a huge blemish on your fucking face and be offended. Are you okay? Are you going to make it, Steve? Jesus Christ. She's like, okay, well, let me show you where the muzzles are. She's like, oh my God, this is expensive. She goes, what kind of dog? What kind of dog? I'm like, well, he's like a cockapoo, so like a cocker spaniel or a poodle. Like, okay. Look, size 0. Do you see one of those? Yeah, right here. She goes, oh, well, that's cheaper. I'm like, yeah, well, that's good. Not going to matter for me. She goes, listen, I would buy it and just return it. I'm like, really? You can do that? She's like, look, don't sell anybody. I said, I'm like, I won't. So this fucking bitch, her livelihood is to work at this store and sell items to make sure this store is successful. And she just doesn't give a fuck.
It's a big corporation. What does she care?
Yeah, it's not coming out of my check. That fucking attitude. No vested interest.
Right.
She has no vested interest. She has a vested interest in the fact that they are currently paying her minimum wage.
I guess that's true.
They are the current providers of minimum wage for her.
Maybe that's what happened at Blockbuster, but yeah. I tend to believe it was Netflix.
Yeah, not, here, take the free custom. Snack. I know you didn't rent 3 movies. Who gives a shit? Not coming out of my check. That fucking mentality. So anyway, we got the muzzle, pulled the shit out, sprayed it, wrapped it up like a fucking champ, and then I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe I didn't do it good enough. Yeah, I didn't do it good enough. And it just ate at me. So I did all this shit, and I still took the fucking dog to the vet, and I still paid $140 goddamn dollars. I paid $140 for the vet. I paid for the fucking muzzle that we haven't returned yet.
I was about to ask you
the fucking spray. Listen, I got a lot going on, Steve. Most expensive splinter in the fucking world. And the worst part is when he undid my bandage, he goes, "Well, let's see how you did, doctor." Like that.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, you motherfucker.
Is everyone so fucking self-important that everywhere you go, you just get fucking derided?
Maybe I just have a face that people want to just be shitty to. Maybe it's in my genetics.
Look at this guy. Let's fuck with him.
Oh, that is the shittiest of beards. Let me be a complete dick to this guy. Let me be an asshole to him.
Yeah,
he deserves it. Respect. He chose that facial hair. Fuck. So anyway, he fucking washed, he shaves the dog's paw a little bit. You couldn't have seen what you were doing there. I know you couldn't have. There's all this fur. Shaves the fucking dog's foot. And he's like, oh, I don't see anything. And I'm pressing on it. So he's not really resisting. You probably got it all. I better give you some antibiotics. And he did. And I'm like, fuck, I actually had it. I did a good job. I didn't need to pay this shit, but at least we have the antibiotics.
And the peace of mind.
And the peace of mind, Jesus Christ. The peace of fucking mind. That shit, Like, because I know my parents
wouldn't
take. That's
what you're paying for, man. That's what you pay for.
Yeah, but you know what? You would think you'd want that with your kids. But I know my parents would never have taken me to the fucking doctor for anything unless my fucking bone was sticking out of the skin like a collegiate athlete.
Yeah, that was one time I was taken to the doctor.
My dad would just fucking, just like, if I had a splinter that was like in the last layer of skin, he would cut it open, pull the shit out.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how it fucking went.
Take a needle.
However,
and just cut it up until it comes out.
However, now with a goddamn dog, I don't know how that works. Fuck it, let me take it in. It's the same fucking shit, But no, they'll tell you whether it's okay or not. So that's what it is. This whole peace of mind thing. The fucking vet has you in a goddamn by the goddamn balls.
Right.
So. I don't know. I think about the bitch at Petco, and it makes me kind of remember how I felt when I worked at a retail job. About how, like, I don't give a fuck about this place. I could work anywhere. They fire me, I will work somewhere else.
Right.
Work is abundant when you don't care what you make.
Yes.
That's what it
is. It's very true. Very true.
And
I've had that mentality at pretty much every job I've ever had.
So you just did not give a shit at all about, you know what? I don't wave the Mark Frege flag at my house. Fuck GameStation store.
No. At Frege's place, that's actually probably one job I actually did care about because it was his business. It was a friend's business.
Yeah.
And I probably cared about that more than anything else because I didn't know anybody else I was working for. You know, like.
What percentage of retail employees? Like, and I'm not talking about management. I'm not talking about, like, corporate. Like, retail, you fucked up or you are a kid or you just need extra money. So you work at a retail place. Oh, shit. I just did that thing our professor in history did. I just fuck. I'll get to that in a second. What percentage of the workforce in retail stores give a shit about their company?
40% at most give a shit.
Really? Really? Okay. I was going to say 60. Maybe 60%.
60 give a shit?
Give a shit.
It's not
like
it's
they
not
give a
half.
Fuck. Like they use the
it's
products. They use the products. They don't want to like if something came out that that a CEO got fucking outed as being a fucking necrophiliac or something. Like they would kind of feel ashamed a little bit.
I wouldn't. I'd laugh my ass off.
Yeah, I don't
if
know.
That was my company.
I don't think a very high percentage of retail employees even know the fucking CEO of their company. I would
of
think.
Retail?
I would think. It's,
No.
I don't know.
So you wouldn't know him personally, and the people he does personally work with, if it's a big CEO of 30,000-40,000 people, he probably only talks to 10 of them, maybe on a daily basis.
Wait, 10 of the employees? Like, you mean the corporate employees?
10 of the people that work for the company. How many people in the company is he going to really talk to?
I don't know. I'm not a goddamn CEO of Target or Walmart.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, why would anybody care about
I think their day is a nightmare. I would imagine that the CEO of Walmart or Target, that is a nightmare situation.
No, I think they don't even give a shit. They just see how it goes like it's a stock. And then the real nightmare is for all the people that are like, the highest level management of the company.
To me, it's a nightmare because you, to be a CEO, you have to fucking give a shit about the company, and you have to eat, breathe, sleep, and fucking love that every aspect of that goddamn company. And fucking, just imagine being really amped on Walmart. Like how fucking tiring that's got to be. Like, oh my god, Walmart. You know what? I was thinking of a different font. For our for the thank you on our bags, I don't know, fucking Walmart. Ugh. Just seems really fucking tiresome. Like who? Like you? Walmart?
You think the CEO really deals with any of that shit?
Walmart could fuck up and still just be Walmart. Like nobody's gonna nobody's gonna think less of Walmart. They're gonna still be wherever they are. I mean, granted, people don't fucking shop there as much now because the economy and online shopping or whatever, but it's still going to be what it is. Like, nobody's going to fucking turn around and be like, you know what? That Walmart is doing great work. Nobody's going to ever do that. It's a fucking depressing situation. Like, they used to censor their fucking music. I remember, like, you bought a CD at Walmart. It's fucking the clean version. Like, it's all the radio versions.
Oh, my God.
Like, for example, we came across a new song that is a little bit risque in subject. Steve, would you say it's risque? They wouldn't sell this shit at Walmart. They probably won't anyway. Nobody will actually sell it because it's a free download from fucking... But if they had it, it would be censored to shit, I think. I don't remember the words.
It's a little incendiary, I think. If
yeah, what I'm alluding to is we found out that I guess Ray J decided that he didn't get enough attention out of his half of the Kim Kardashian sex tape. And I didn't know this, but he released a song called I Hit It First. Ray J has a song called I Hit It First, where I guess he is bragging about having fucked Kim Kardashian to the world. To the world. And I think that we should have an honest listen and appreciate this as the art that it is. Steve, I want you to put your fucking roundy glasses on and your beret and your scarf with short sleeves. I need you to wear a short sleeve shirt but still have a scarf on. Can you do this?
I don't own a scarf.
Just pretend.
All right, I'll put on my pretend scarf.
There we go. I have mine on as well. Those of you watching, of course, on HeroesTalk.com know I'm completely full of shit. But figuratively, here we go. Ray J, I Hit It First. This is gonna be great. Here it is. Oh, how fucking fantastic is that it doesn't fucking work? Oh, Christ.
Pro.
Yeah.
This is what you call professional production, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not working. It's a YouTube link.
Yeah, because,
holy shit.
You know, YouTube.
The scarf is off. This is just shit. It's shit. Do you hear me? No, you like this.
I like it.
It's shit.
She might move on to fucking athletes or ball players.
Fucking terrible.
It is terrible. That's why it's good. It's it's not good. Bad sci-fi movie.
It's not good. It's absolutely terrible. Ray J. Fucking, she might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. She went west, but she knows I'm the best. Like, how fucking desperate are you to reference, you know, the people that she fucked after you in a song that you released yourself? This poor motherfucker, he had a reality show. He was he had a famous sister. He had his moment. It's over with.
Who's this, Ray J?
Ray J.
Hey, who's his sister?
Moesha.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's Moesha's brother?
Yeah, Moesha's brother. Fucked Kim Kardashian. He probably had to have gotten something out of that tape, a little bit of money, right? He can't just show his fucking schlong bashing that fucking bitch.
Oh, out of the tape? Oh, the sex tape?
Yeah,
the audio tape.
Oh, out of this? No, he will get no money. He actually has lost $20,000.
I don't know. Do people really make money off of sex tapes? Where would you make that money from?
The tape was yours, and now it's widely distributed. So somebody has to own the rights to it. It was sold, I think. It's on fucking pay sites and shit. They sold that shit. They got money from it. Someone bought the rights to that tape. Wow. I don't know how much it was, but hold on, let's see here. How much for sex tape dash keyword? I don't know how to search the internet, Steve. Can you help me with this?
I think you're gonna make
AOL keyword sex tape. This is not working for me. How much money Kim Kardashian? That's a nightmare to spell. For sex tape. How much did Kim get for her sex tape from Reality T? Let's see. They're keeping it a secret. Thank you for writing an art.
That was so eventful.
A multi-paragraph article to say that they're not disclosing the amount. That's awesome. Great. Anyway, I think Ray J is a fucking whiny faggot, and we don't need to hear this from you with your auto-tune bullshit. I think it's terrible. Steven, I think that this song is absolutely garbage. Your review, please.
I think as a postmodernist R&B hip hop song, I think it does its purpose. It fulfills its purpose because it's about sex. You know, 50% of it is sex, and the other 50% of it is basically like trying to dig at the guys that she's having sex with now because he feels jealous.
Which still makes it 100% about sex. Basically.
Well, yeah, but he's very emotional about losing Kim Kardashian, I think.
You think he is? He's gloating. He's trying to gloat. You think it does come off pretty desperate. Comes off a little goddamn desperate. Well, here's the thing I find interesting. He releases this.
What do you expect from hip-hop and R&B, really?
He releases this, and the celebrity blogs are just ignited with, oh, he's dissing Kanye. He's dissing Kim Kardashian. And he actually delivered a quote that says, people going too deep on this. It's not about Kim.
Wait, did he really write diss? D-I-S?
That's what he was quoted as saying. Diss. People going too deep on diss. It's not about Kim. Meanwhile, he mentions Kanye West by name.
Yeah.
He mentions rappers and athletes. And that he hit it first.
Well, you know what? He's not gonna say, yeah, I'm directly digging.
Why wouldn't he? He should just say that.
No, because
it'll more just, traction it'll on this
make
shit.
We're mad that he's not. You know, he's just trying to make people annoyed, and he's probably doing a good job of it.
Do you want to hear a little bit more of this? Did we not cover this enough? Do you think?
No, we covered it enough. Study, y'all need to top where we finna be. Apple juice and we mix it with the Hennessy. Giving no dough to come, but I gave it to the leave. I bet I hit it first on this shit to that garbage energy. First come, first service, all the player, no. But I don't wanna be a player no more. Okay, yeah, we did. We covered it. Holy fuck, is that goddamn awful? That is the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That was bad. Yeah, that part was.
No, the whole fucking thing was bad, Steve.
Okay, if you say so.
No, if I say. It is. I hit it, I hit it, I hit it, I shut up.
I hit it first.
So that's how we debut new music on DJ Nostalgia Show. That came up when we were going over some topics. I for some reason I saw the link to it. Ray J, I hit it first. I like hip hop disses. I like beefs. I like when people
Me too.
Like when they beef.
I don't like it when they kill each other, but beefing is cool.
It is. It's very entertaining. They come out with some of the most creative shit. However, Ray J is not even fucking beef worthy. Like he's just shit. He's nothing. He had a fucking dating show on VH1, and
really?
That's it. Yeah, he did. That's all. It's like yo.
I'm was Ray that a follow up to?
Yo, I'm Ray J, and I need love.
Flavor Flav.
I think it was, except this was like a serious one. They portrayed him as like a dapper, fancier guy, like a big celebrity. Like he's got a huge house. Meanwhile, the house that VH1 had on all of these dating shows is exactly the fucking same. They bought one house to stage all these fucking whore shows in, and I guess they bamboozled these fucking sluts into thinking that the person that they're pawning off and trying to get ratings and ad dollars from is the owner. And they're like, yo, his house's so nice and shit. Look at this motherfucking house. That shit is so nice. That is so nice. And it's the same fucking one. Whether it's New York's love or fucking Chance or whatever the fuck it was years and years ago, I think they've moved on. Actually, I there was a show recently where a man is like, look, it's the Flavor Flav house. And I'm like, holy shit, it is. Same fucking house. Just nothing more than a fucking TV set. Dance. Why don't we just take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Steve, if you have to take a piss, now's the time.
Lots of people call my phone.
What's up, my nigga? What's up, my nigga? Where you at, you bitch-ass nigga?
Who is you, nigga? Who is you?
Nigga, you know who I am, nigga. This DJ New Style, my nigga.
Yeah, this DJ New Style, nigga. What you trying to do, nigga?
Nigga, this ain't DJ New Style, nigga. DJ New Style on the webcam, you bitch-ass nigga. You a sweet-ass nigga.
Nigga, you is a dirty-ass, ashy-ass nigga with your rhinoceros elbows, nigga.
Like I said, nigga, when we do shows out there, my nigga, I'ma come see you. I'ma come see you, you bitch-ass nigga.
Hey,
bitch-ass
hey.
Nigga, you a sweet-ass nigga, motherfucking hoe-ass nigga, my nigga. The fuck, nigga, we can come do this, nigga. What the fuck, nigga, what's up, nigga? I do shows and be
chill. Hey, yo, nigga. Nigga, you want a squab, nigga? You want to throw hands, nigga?
Yeah, nigga, I'll beat the fuck out your sweet ass, nigga.
Nigga, you want to throw hands with me, nigga?
I'll beat the fuck out of you, your brother, nigga, whoever you bring, my nigga.
Nigga, I'm going to make you so bruised, you're going to be blacker than Monster Meech, nigga.
Man, real shit, nigga, you sweet, bruh. Sweet, bruh. Nigga, flat out, my nigga. You see what my money do, my nigga. You see what my money do, you nigga, bruh. You a sweet ass nigga, my nigga. You ain't getting no money, my nigga.
Stop
you ain't getting
talking.
No money, my nigga, for real. You ain't, I never even heard of you as a DJ, my nigga. My shit's been everywhere, my nigga. You a bitch, nigga, bruh.
What do you perform? What music do you play?
But nigga, what the fuck you, nigga? What, nigga? Gangster music, nigga. Hip hop, nigga. What the fuck you mean, nigga? Rap gangster, shoot it up, nigga. What the fuck you mean, bitch, nigga? Fuck, nigga, don't play no games, nigga. Ask me, nigga, you crazy, nigga. You sweet ass, nigga. So fuck, nigga, you already know, bitch, nigga. Fuck, nigga.
Can you do me a favor and say a sentence without nigga in it?
Man, shut the fuck up, my nigga. You a bitch-ass nigga, my nigga. You a fuck-ass nigga. Bitch-ass nigga, like I said, my nigga. You know I'm rocking, my nigga. And clean, you bitch, nigga. The fuck, nigga. You hoe-ass nigga. And I got your number, bruh. The fuck, nigga. You sweet-ass nigga, bruh. You sweet-ass nigga. You a bitch-ass nigga. I'll whoop your whole ass, my nigga. The fuck, nigga. Right time I see you, bruh, nigga. It's closed curtains for you, nigga. You already know, nigga. Fuck Detroit. What's happening, you bitch-ass nigga? Bitch-ass nigga.
Can you say one sentence without the word nigga?
Man, shut the fuck up, man. You sweet, bruh.
There you go. Congratulations.
You a sweet-ass nigga, my nigga.
Almost. Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'd like to thank you for listening and supporting all of the shows on heroestalk.com. The reason we do it is because we love making these episodes for you. When we see the kind of support we're getting, it's incredible. It's almost like the first time we felt that tingle in the bottom of our ball sack. It's that good. And as a reminder, we don't accept or seek donations, so you'll never see us pushing a PayPal link or anything like that. Some podcasts do it, but to us, it feels wrong. If you'd like to help us out monetarily, all you have to do is go to hearustalk.com/Amazon, click through to Amazon, and buy yourself something nice. Buy your family something nice. Why don't you just show your neighbor who's been dumping yard waste all over your property, who's boss, by giving him a polite letter and buying him a gift from Amazon through hearustalk.com/Amazon. Get that new iPad. Get a better TV. Buy a replacement enema hose. They have absolutely anything you'd want, and you and your shitty neighbor deserve it all. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Click through. Buy something great. You get a present. We get a small cut. Wins all around. Thank you again for your support. Supermarché, ananas. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Very nice to have you listening to this. We really appreciate it. DJNewStyleShow.com, HearUsTalk.com. Be sure to catch Bug Zapper Radio Truth Time Theater, and Best in Show Radio, all of the fine shows on our network, HearUsTalk.com. Subscribe, leave comments. They love it. We read it. We love it. We live for it. Isn't that right, Steven? Holy shit. Steve, are you even there? He fucking ditched. What a jerk.
I'm here.
What happened?
I muted myself during the break and forgot.
I will take care of that for you. You'd never have to worry about that ever again.
No, I mute myself if I have to cough or sneeze or something, except for that one sneeze.
Interesting.
That one got through. I'm usually good about muting and unmuting.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you've had a rough week of earning money and stealing it from the casinos.
Right.
You did mention something to me, though, about an interaction that you had on Facebook about spoilers. Spoilers. So let's talk about this a little bit. At this point, can we all decide that it's okay to fucking post what happens in a show or a movie or anything? Can it just be fucking okay to post it, to completely ruin it, to post a spoiler?
See, I think saying something specific about things, it's like if there was like a big plot twist in like a serial show, I wouldn't go and post the plot twist. I would say, oh, good, this was good. You know, like this show was really good tonight.
Sure.
And I'm generally like in specific, you know, I won't like mention a specific thing.
I guess.
I mean, I guess that's just me being courteous because I know there are people out there like that. So,
If it's handled like that, I think it's great. But what fucking really gets me is that people get so fucking over their head and up in arms and just fucking twisted about the even potential things being a spoiler. Things they have no idea of. I didn't see the show! Why did you ruin it for me? No spoilers!
You shouldn't be on the internet if you haven't seen the show yet.
Exactly. Every one of these people that do it, they are posting it on the very thing that's going to ruin it for them. They get so pissed off about a potential spoiler, yet they're consuming social media and updates about fucking TV shows, movies, and goddamn whatever else.
Right.
If you missed something or you recorded something for later viewing, how about you just don't stay off of Facebook or Twitter? If it's that fucking important to you. If it's that important to you that something being spoiled.
Hold on. You know what? I just realized something. If it's that important to you to watch that show and not have something spoiled for you, why didn't you watch the show when it was happening? You know?
Yeah,
like, okay, I understand people go out, but the show I was talking about comes on Sunday night at 9:00.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be out.
Yeah, GoWeed suggested something. If you really want to piss off the people that hate spoilers, you can tell those people, hey, don't follow me then for the rest of the night. Stop following my updates and then come back. I hate when people, it bothers me when people like they suggest the stop following me. I'm okay with that, but I hate when they indicate that it could just be a temporary thing. Like, hey, just for the night, unfollow me.
It's really funny you say that.
Just for the night, unfollow me. It's okay.
It's funny you say that, but...
Why? What happened? What happened?
No. Well, what happened on Facebook was a friend of mine had watched Game of Thrones, as I watched Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Sunday night at 9:00, you know, where... I guess people are partying on Sunday night at 9:00. That if a vague spoiler came out, they wouldn't be watching the show.
Be fair. Maybe people DVR it. At that point, though, it's up to them to avoid the fucking spoilers.
Right. So, a friend of mine posted something about Game of Thrones, and it's like, oh, Game of Thrones is good tonight. I said, oh yeah. I said this one character was definitely the highlight of the episode.
And you can use the names. I know I don't watch it because I don't give a shit about mysticism and fantasy.
I don't even know what her name was.
I don't give a shit about fucking fantasy and dragons. Yeah. I just don't give a fuck.
I said Grandma Tyrell was the highlight of the show. Basically, she was an old lady with a dirty mouth, and it was funny.
Sure. Okay.
And then I said there was a very good fight scene at the end.
Okay.
And the person I replied to, who had posted that Game of Thrones is good, then replies to my thing. She goes, "Don't put spoilers in here. People are going to get really mad about this if they see spoilers."
Well, you said a character was good, and there was a good fight scene at the end.
Right, in Game of Thrones, where there's a fight scene.
And this fucking person said, "Don't post spoilers." Was it? Let me ask you this: was that character's appearance like surprise or anything like that? Like the grandmother that you said, was she like a character that hadn't been in the show before? Maybe
right. She hadn't been in the show.
Okay. No. Is that spoilerish?
She's done. If you watched any of the Game of Thrones previews, she's in every preview.
Oh, well, fuck that.
Right. But she then I was going to go post again and it said, "Your post has been removed." And then I went to go look for the original post that she posted, and that was removed. And I'm like trying to get to it, and I'm watching everything get deleted off it. Because she deleted the comments first and then just deleted the post.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I kept refreshing and just watched it as it refreshed to disappear. And then I'm like, what the fuck? So I sent her a message, and I'm like, really? Was anything I just said a spoiler of any kind? She replies to me. She goes, "I have a lot of friends who read the books, and if they saw what was going on in the TV show, it would be a big spoiler to people who read the books."
Wait a minute. So you posted something. She tried to like have a battle with the comment thread and delete him, and ended up just deleting the whole update. And you sent her a message.
It wasn't even a battle with the comment. Like, she just deleted all the shit really quick.
She just deleted it. Okay.
As soon as I posted.
And so she's suggesting that your two notes about a series, a show based on a series of books,
right,
would spoil something for people who have read the series of books.
Right. So the people that are 10 times further ahead in the overall
what
story.
What a fucking moron this person
are going to be spoiled by something in the series that was in like the third book of 8.
So wait, their actual quote was, "I have a lot of friends who've read the books, and this would be a spoiler to them." So number one, posturing like you're some kind, like you're in some kind of a literary group, like a book circle. Like I'm a person that reads the books, and I associate with several people who don't just watch the show. She went.
Hold on, I'm gonna get. I just realized I can.
Wait, hold quickly, on. Is this? Do I know this person?
Yeah, she was was a former co-host of the show.
No. Oh fuck! It was
the only female co-host there's ever.
She
been
wasn't a co. She had appeared on the show
or called in weekly.
So it was Allie.
Yeah.
Little Allie. Oh Christ! Let me see this bullshit. I'm going on your fucking.
All right. This. I'm gonna this go. I am not.
I have refused to be friends with her because she irritates the living shit out of me. And what you're saying is completely congruent with my reasons for not being her fucking friend.
No. What was said is I said, "Oh my god, that wasn't even a spoiler." She says, "For anyone that read the books, it kind of is." I said, "Well, quote, that was a good fight, quote, is in no way a spoiler. Grandma Tyrell was the highlight, question mark." She replies, "That would tell someone that this episode was the one when she lunches with Sansa. People are nuts. It's enough." I'm like, what?
No spoilers on my page for the benefit of my well-read friends. Oh, fuck you. Shut the fuck up. What an annoying bitch. And you know what? I went on your page, and I see the thumbnail picture of your friends, and she's on there. Yeah. And she's got I'm not friends with her, but she's got a goddamn fucking animal outfit on or something and is smiling like, "Please let me be cute." It is fucking terrible. Terrible.
You know what it
absolutely
is?
Absolutely terrible.
She was not too bad for a while when she was single. Then she got like a boyfriend who's like a geek or something. And now she has turned into like, she was a geek to begin with as a single girl, but she like found a geek boyfriend and somehow it, like, put her in overdrive, and it's the most annoying fucking thing in the entire world.
So Interesting. Very, very interesting. What a fucking annoying twat. I'm so glad I'm not fucking friends with her.
Yeah, a lot of this shit she says is awful. Hmm. Really awful.
So, I understand. You hinted that you have something for me tonight.
Yeah, we could do a game. A little bit.
A game? Dare I say a game, Steve? You have prepared a game for us?
I have prepared a game. You are not fighting anybody but your own intellect. And
here, so should we start this then?
Let's start it up.
Oh my God!
Yes!
Introduce it, Steve. Do it.
This is the stupid alley quote game.
Stupid alley quote game. Wait, what the fuck is this? Hey, explain it, please.
Test your wits. See which quote really came from alley.
What do you mean quotes? What are you talking about? Are you reading like Facebook?
Directly from her Facebook feed. I'll give you three quotes. You figure out which one is the actual alley quote.
All right, I love this game.
We'll call this game Actually Allie.
Actually Allie. Actually Allie is a very good game for this. So, a little background. Allie is a person that we both know. Mutual acquaintance. Friend, I guess, to you.
She could be found in the annals of the DJ New Style show.
That is true. I have refused to pursue her as a Facebook friend. Because she is endlessly irritating. And now, Steve, you're going to read some quotes which may or may not be an official status from her. And I have to guess which one is actually her update. I love it. Let's move on with this.
I'll give you three quotes.
Do you think I'll pull this off?
I think maybe. Well, you know, I've worked on the fake quotes. So... I don't know if you could tell what's real from what's fake, because I've made.
I'll tell you this: I haven't communicated with her. I haven't read any of her fucking Facebook pages. I've only seen her picture on your page. I've never seen a comment she's written.
I've never
interacted with her since she's been on the show.
Here's the thing: and when I made up the fake ones, I thought of something crazy like that she would say, but I've never actually seen her say it.
Okay.
So I might have outwitted you on the questions, but we'll see.
All right, so let's move on then. This is actually Allie. I have to guess what piece of shit, indignant, garbage, annoying comment belongs to this terrible person.
Yep. Yeah, you have a 1 in 3 chance. There's three quotes and only one is actually from Allie.
Okay, let's do this.
All right. Round one. First quote. I may not be gay, but I absolutely love my homo friends and hate that anyone who thinks they can tell other people what will send them to hell. Quote number two, I desperately need a haircut, but I don't know what I want. I am planning an adventure and you are all smelly heads.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Number three, the fattest squirrel ever was sitting outside my window staring in at me while eating his nuts. It did this for 2 hours straight, and now I'm scared. So is it about her gay friends?
Wait, there's only three? I thought you said there were... there's three, and one of them is real.
Yes, one of them is real. Okay. Each round. This is round one.
Oh, shit, there's multiple rounds. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be... I have six rounds, so...
Okay, and we have actually listeners weighing in. They're saying that Sandwich Humor Jeff says number one is real. Goatweed says number two is real. I need to hear the first one again, please.
First one again. I may not be gay, but I absolutely love my homo friends and hate that anyone who thinks they can tell other people what will send them to hell.
Okay. And number two was the smelly heads one?
Yeah, I just need a haircut, but I don't know what I want. I am planning an adventure, and you are all smelly heads.
God, it's so painfully irritating. And then the number three is the squirrels.
That is squirrel. Yeah.
Okay, here's my thinking. I'm going to take you through my thought process. Let's
go through it. Go through the thought process out loud.
She was an early cam whore. And not whore in the fact that she showed anything. she would just be on the camera.
Cam attention whore.
Not entertaining anybody, just having a camera on her all day and had a website dedicated to it.
Right.
So she had that. She had a fucking, I think, a blog where she posted all her meaningless bullshit. I very much think that she feels that the musings she writes have to be a let me let you into my world type thing, but also at the same time be a prompt. So she'll say something personal and prompt at the same time. The number one is a very declarative thing, and I think you made that one up. Don't answer. I'm working my way towards my answer.
I'm not answering.
I think you made it up, and it's I'm thinking of it because she would try to be edgy and say my homo friends. Number two, well, number three, let's say, because I'm thinking it's number two. Number three is good because it's kind of edgy, and the squirrel eating the nuts would be a thing that she would want to talk about, and also she would just comment that it makes her, what was it, scared or something.
I did it. Here's the third quote again. Yeah, the fattest squirrel ever was sitting outside my window, staring in at me while eating his nuts.
Yeah,
it did this for 2 hours straight, and now I'm scared.
Now I'm scared. So that's not a prompt. That's a phishing attempt. I don't think she fishes. She knows that shit doesn't work, and she prompts for attention. So I think the who wants to go with me? I'm getting my fucking haircut, you smelly heads, is a fucking... I think that is the... Read it again, please.
Number two?
Yes, number two.
I desperately need a haircut, but I don't know what I want. I am planning an adventure, and you are all smelly heads.
Steven, in Actually Alley round one, I choose number two.
You're correct, sir.
Oh! God damn it!
You have discerned the correct answer.
What a piece of shit, you smelly heads. Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking kidding me? Ugh. Kicking 40 in the fucking balls and you're calling people smelly heads. Fucking piece of shit. All right, is there another round to this game, Steven?
There's six rounds. There's
six rounds. Holy shit. All right, let's do a couple more rounds.
All right. Are you ready?
Pick your best. Pick your second to best round. Let's do this.
Second to best?
Just go. Just do one.
All right. Are you ready?
And sell it to me, Game Show Steve. We're on a new round.
All right, are you ready for round two?
Yes, I am, Game Show Steve.
All right, quote number one.
Yes.
A coworker was offended because apparently I did man work and that made his wiener small. How do people like this still exist? Number 22, April 22nd, comma, 2 weeks from yesterday, comma, is Earth Day 2013. Three.
Whoa, that's it? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah, continue.
What'd you do?
No, I'm shocked that might be one of your posts. That's fucking really annoying. Okay, continue.
Number three. I love train stations that do not have air conditioning or fans. Come on, people. It's 2013. Get a cooling system.
Oh, Christ. Get a cooling system already. What's with the heat? Oh, shut the fuck up. Okay.
What is with train stations?
All right. So they're all complaints except the Earth Day one.
Well, yeah, so there's two complaints, and...
There's two complaints, and then there's a I'm better than you declaration that it's going to be Earth Day soon.
Yeah, and I'm in touch with the calendar.
Yeah, I know when it's happening, blah, blah, blah. Fuck.
Do you need any repeated?
I'd like you to repeat the first one, please.
A coworker was offended because apparently I did man work, and that made his wiener small. How do people like this still exist?
Prompting, belittling, and posturing. All the makings of a good, actually, Ali quote. Number two, please reread it.
April 22nd, 2 weeks from yesterday, is Earth Day 2013.
2 weeks from yesterday. You know what? I have a feeling. I have a feeling that if you're going to be pompous enough to point out when it's fucking Earth Day, you're going to be able to say in 2 weeks. You're not going to be a day late before you get that 2 week gloat. So I'm going to say it's not number two. Now read number three again for me, please.
I love train stations that do not have AC or fans.
Oh, yeah. This is the Jerry Seinfeld one.
Come on, people. It's 2013.
Come on! What's the deal? I'm over here sweating.
2013, get a cooling system.
I got to go to work sweaty, Jerry. Sweaty.
God, I don't believe it.
I have to go number one on this. Now, hold on. We have in the chat room, Goatweed says number three. He's going with the Jerry Seinfeld bit, which I give. You have created, if because two out of three of these are fake, right?
Yeah.
Each round. You've created very, very good fake Ellie quotes.
I did it. There's two ways I did it, actually. One way was just creating up something out of nowhere. Others was taking people from Facebook, other actual quotes that were not Ali.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Just people you don't know.
All right. So Erka Durk, the audience is split. Erka Durk says it's number one. She loves the, she's going with Ali saying the man work thing makes man her work? Penis small. Number two, the wiener. Earth Day. Wiener. It's right. Okay, so Jeff from Sandwich Humor and Truth Time Theater says number two. Goatweed says number three. I'm going to go with number one because I think number two would have been on time for a two-week gloat. And number three, as hacky as it might be, I think is a little too fucking hacky. And I don't know... I don't know that she would have to use train stations. I don't know her very well, but I seem to remember her as a driver. I don't know. I seem to remember her as a car commuter. So I'm going to go with number one.
And the right answer is number one.
Two for two.
Two.
Actually, two. Allie.
Actually, I'm telling you, he's going to become the actually Ali Grand Champion.
Listen, I am not a person who hates somebody and doesn't know why he hates them. I know exactly what I hate about people I dislike. Yeah. Exactly.
You know what? I think you found a pattern in the posturing and in the prepositional phrasing of.
Well, let's see. The quotes. Can you? But let's do one
let's
more.
See if this, let's see if that carries over to the later rounds.
Oh shit. Steve, let's sell it. Let's go here.
Right. We have round three.
Round three of Actually Ali, otherwise known as Steve Dimes Out His Annoying Facebook Friends for My Own Amusement.
It's amusing me, too.
It's good.
Doesn't matter. Very good. All right. Round All right. three.
Yeah, let's do this.
Quote number one. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Quote number one. Whoever said baking was easy is a complete jerk and should stick their head in an oven. I guess I'll just have to stick to making cookies. Number two.
Interesting. Maybe I can comment on them as we do them because they'll be fresh.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm going to say that one is a complaint, which is good. However, it's also an admission of not being good enough. You know what? Why don't you just read the other two, and then we'll let the listeners decide what they like, and I'll offer my other critiques. Please, continue with number two.
They should make the prices of all food based on the number of calories in it. Then I wouldn't have to go broke making salads anymore.
Oh. Okay, next.
All right, number three. This one's a little longer. From now on, I am just unfriending on Facebook and in real life, everyone that hates on someone for being overweight on Facebook, especially reposting all of these amusing pictures of some poor lady at the park that doesn't even know that something is hanging out of her dress.
Oh, that one's awesome, though. And also, the lady eating cheese is overweight and at a park. That's a great picture. Wow, this is a tough one. Okay, so number one is the fact that baking is difficult. Maybe
whoever said baking was easy is a complete jerk and should stick their head in an oven. I guess I'll just have to stick to making cookies.
Okay. All right. That one, I'm thinking she would never admit that she's not great at everything. So I'm going to think that's not her because she likes to complain, but not at her own inability. Number two was what again?
They should make the prices of all food based on the number of calories in it. Then I wouldn't have to go broke making salads anymore.
Kind of a conversation starter. Kind of a complaint about trying to eat right. Also,
it's definitely a complaint.
Also, not detrimental. It also subtly points out that she's eating right. She's doing good for herself. Number three.
That was the long one about Facebook. From now on,
People, yeah, the overweight. Listen,
just unfriending. What?
She's not going to unfriend fucking anybody. That bitch needs all the fucking friends she can get. Attention is her fucking gasoline. Number three is not her. Number one is not her. It's number fucking two. Sandwich Humor Jeff says three. So does Goat Weed. And Irka Durka says two. Nobody says one, mind you. Steven?
Nobody said one.
Although
you're going with what, two?
I'm going with number two. Would you read it again for us, please?
They should make the prices of all food based on the number of calories in it. Then I wouldn't have to go broke making salads anymore.
It's like pseudo-mathematical fucking health complaint all in one. That, I say, is the actual Alley quote. Steven, the answer.
Definitely was not Allie. Was in fact Allie quote number three.
What?
The majority on that.
Point goes to Goatweed and Sandwich Humor Jeff.
Should have gone with the majority.
Sniffed out the bullshit and figured it out. Oh,
that's
the
audience.
God.
Very powerful. Very powerful.
If you were truly my friend, you would have replied to that post with a picture of her.
Some shit hanging out of her dress and I photoshopped onto it.
Just photoshop her face on the, like, on the cheese up, lady. The cheese wheelchair lady.
Put her fucking face with her glasses on the wheelchair lady's fucking...
Oh, Christ.
That would have been so...
I am just unfriending on here and in real life. Yeah. Oh, the threat!
Oh, you know what?
Look out! We'll have a reduction in snobbery and snarkiness.
And the thing about that quote is the first five sentences got deleted because I'm like, yo, this is way too long, but it has to stay in.
Oh my God, it was a paragraph.
It was a fucking rant.
You gave me an
excerpt. It was a rant and a half.
Shit. Well, Steve, that was a great game. I really enjoyed the fucking work that you put into this. Do you want to do one more round?
We've got three more rounds on paper.
I want you to pick your best round of the remaining three, and we're gonna wrap this shit up with that. And because, to be honest, if I lose this one, I'm two and two. I might have to have a fucking tiebreaker.
Yeah,
but let's see where we go with this round of and Steve, sell the goddamn game show. You're game show Steve tonight. Let's do this.
This is Actual Alley, and we're going on to round three.
No, four.
Four. Whatever.
Way to go. Game show Steve rides again.
I'm trying to figure out, you're telling me to figure out the best one. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. All right. Just pick one. Doesn't matter.
All right. Round four.
Round four. Steve sells out his friends and is an asshole behind the scenes for the greater good.
I got the best one of the remainings. All right.
Okay, sure.
Quote number one. Winter or spring? Can't that bitch Mother Nature make up her mind?
Okay.
Quote number two. Sure, now that Macklemore has a hit song about thrifting, the stores I go to
are... Oh, God damn it! Continue.
Are always busy now and full of people.
Oh, Christ! Just read that one again. I'm sorry. My disgust completely ruined it. Continue.
All right, quote number two. Sure, comma. Now that Macklemore has a hit song about thrifting, the stores I go to are always busy now and full of people.
Okay, number three.
Number three. My workday would be better if there were cats here and some blankets, and here was home, and I wasn't doing any work, and I was wearing pajamas, and someone was making me cookies.
Okay, here's what I think of number three. I think that she goes out of her way to prove to everybody that she is doing the right thing, doing well, eating well, and not becoming a fat ass, even though, I mean, let's fucking face it. So I think that number three is good because there's blankets and cats and cookies and shit. However, I don't think that's almost like a moment of weakness, or like she's letting the barrier down with that one.
So the admission of guilt wouldn't fly in your eyes?
Yeah. I don't think she would ever admit to be wrong. She's very, very much on her high horse.
Now, do you want me to repeat any?
I want you to repeat number one.
Number one. Winter or spring, comma. Can't that bitch, Mother Nature, make up her mind?
Okay. She tries to be funny, I assume. But but it's not like demeaning. Like she's not
digging anybody.
She's not chastising the people who read her shit. She's not prompting them. She's not trying to make. She's not positioning herself as better than anybody except nature. It's not shitty enough. Like it's not rude enough.
All right. So want me to repeat
number two, please.
Sure. Now that Macklemore has a hit song about thrifting, coughing. Hold on. The stores I go to are always busy now and full of people.
So that's obviously about that song. I'm gonna pop some tags. Wearing grandpa's suit, and it is cool. It's a fucking awful song. Goatweed thinks number three is obvious. I think that it's a little obvious. I think it is pretty obvious. I don't think it's number three. I'm with Goatweed. Number three's out. Sandwich Humor Jeff, right away, no explanation, going for number one. Says he is all for the number one kind of bullshit. What is that bitch Mother Nature doing? That is as good a joke as she would post, I guess. Number two, however, I have to say, number two is the fucking quote. And here's why I'm saying this, Steve. It is so loaded with fucking things that I identify with as far as hating Allie. Okay? Here's what it is. Here's
I
why.
Keep a straight fucking face doing this show.
Here's why.
I can't not laugh.
It's I know new music. I am aware of current things. I like obscure things and hate when people start enjoying them as well because I'm so fucking unique. And also, fuck that. That's annoying. And if you didn't know this, you're a fucking dickhead. And it's inviting like-minded people and shunning and trying to shame people that are not on the same fucking page. That is a fucking weak move, pseudo power play, hipster piece of shit update that I'd only expect to hear from Allie, which is why I'm not her fucking Facebook friend. And Steve, I say the actual Allie quote is number two.
What did everyone else say? You're going with number two.
I'm going with number two. Irk Durka said number two. Goatweed said number one. Sandwich Humor Jeff said number one. And now Goatweed is regretting his move, but he's locked in.
Yeah, everyone's locked in.
He said, I made a great argument for number two.
So you're going with number two.
Yeah.
and the rest of them are going to with you in number one. Right. No one is going with number three. Is that right?
Three is out.
All right, three is out.
Number two, Steve, that's the actual Ellie quote. What's the correct answer?
Round four, the correct answer is... Everybody's wrong!
Ah, God damn it!
Quote number three, my work day would be better if there were cats here and some blankets, and here was home, and I wasn't doing any work, and I was wearing pajamas, and someone was making me cookies.
Oh, for fucking Christ's sake. She ripped that out of a fucking Kathy comic strip. Fucking... All she needed to do was end that with "ugh!" exclamation mark. Fucking miserable bitch.
But...
Ah, I'm so pissed off I got two wrong!
I baited you with that. That Macklemore was all me. The Macklemore
was all me. Fucker.
So you're two and two. Do you want to go number five?
That was so perfectly crafted, Steve.
I've been watching a lot of British comedy. I'm learning how to do this.
God, fucking damn it! All right, Steve. You know what? I'm two and two right now. Yeah, I need to know whether I'm a winner or a loser. And I think even knowing any of this makes me a loser. However, let's see if I can win this game show, which is what, Steven?
This is Actually Alley. Round five, the deciding round.
That's right.
All right, let's see which one is the better one.
Restate the rules for the people who have just joined us.
All right, for the people that just have joined us, there will be three quotes read aloud. Only one can be attributed to the hipster Kathy of real life. a friend of both of ours, but not really.
Yeah. I know her. Let's just put that.
We know her. We know her.
Sure.
Let's see. All right, here we go. Quote number one. If anyone is interested, I am monitoring the ground temperature to try to predict the hatching of the 17-year cicadas. I'm going to create a filtered list so I do
Shut
not...
Shut the fuck up! No! Okay, continue, please. I'm sorry.
I'm restarting now.
Okay.
Because you need to hear this.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I can't believe... And I would expect it. Continue, please.
If anyone is interested, I am monitoring the ground temperature to try to predict the hatching of the 17-year cicadas. I'm going to create a filtered list so I do not pester people that are not interested in my updates. As you spoke of earlier, when you say, don't read my updates on Facebook. Anyway, number two. Is it wrong for a 30-something-year-old woman to want to buy a specific My Little Pony more than anything else in the world? And quote number three. Mm-hmm. If they remake any more 80s action movies, I'm going to puke. Why can't they remake a good movie like The Goonies instead?
Oh my god. This is impossible. They're all perfect. Okay. Okay, so number one, I'm going to monitor the 17-year cicadas, the ground temperature. Don't follow me if you're not interested. I'm going to create a filtered list. Okay, here's why that's a good quote. Goweed says it's a stretch, but it might not be, because she tries to mold herself into whatever she wants to be at that moment. And looking at that photo, and this is all I have to go on, is that photo where she's wearing a fucking furry outfit and just grinning into the goddamn camera. That bitch wants to be a nerd in the worst way. What is more nerdy a project than monitoring the ground temperature? Not even doing it. She probably wouldn't even do it. She'd probably just say it. I don't think that that's it, but it's a good one. Number two.
Want me to reread?
Yeah, I need you to read number two again.
All right. Number two, is it wrong for a 30-something-year-old woman?
Oh, yeah. This is a perfect one. To buy a specific My Little Pony.
All right. is it? Let me finish it. Is it wrong for a 30-something-year-old woman to want to buy a specific My Little Pony more than anything else in the world?
Here's why this is perfect. Connection to the 80s needs to tell people that she knows about the 80s. Also, expressing how young she feels inside. And also, and here you go, and here you go again, here you go. Prompting. Hipster, kind of My Little Pony bullshit from the 80s. I'm still young. I'm hip, kind of, in my own weird circles. And also, your thoughts, please. 30-something. Interesting. Number three was what?
If they remake any more 80s action movies, I'm going to puke. Why can't they remake a good movie like The Goonies instead?
I'm going to say this right now. Steve, I commend you on number three. I'm going to say number three is one of your fakes. Here's the reason. Because it also has a shout out to the 80s, specifically The Goonies, which is the coveted hipster 80s movie that a child of the 80s will always be reverent towards. When they're fucking douchey. I mean, like, look, The Goonies was okay, but who needs a fucking remake of The Goonies? Only somebody who would say that is a fucking asshole who needs to express.
I bought a remake of The Goonies. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah. You did mention something about remaking Goonies before. I'm going to say I know that number three is you. So I'm going to take number three. I'm personally saying number three is not even a goddamn option.
All right.
Number two, however, is the perfect kind of fucking notice me, talk to me, I'm cool, and not old bullshit that someone who would wear a fucking stuffed animal costume and grin.
It's time for an answer, I think.
Goatweed says number two. Sandwich Super Jeff says number two. Erka Durka hasn't answered yet. She says she can't breathe. She's enjoying this game.
Well,
and God
I hope
damn it,
Clayton's
that's
listening
great.
And helps his wife out.
Yeah, please help your wife. I mean,
if she's not breathing, that's not.
I hope it's a figurative statement. I hope it's a figurative. I hope she's not just doing a text impression of my I got the wind knocked out of me noise. I can't breathe. Anyway.
So what are we going with?
I'm going with goddamn number two, the My Little Pony bullshit. Steven? Oh, it hurts! It hurts, but feels so good.
Which one do you think it is now? The cicadas or is it the Goonies?
It's gotta be the fucking Goonies then. No! Oh, shut the fuck up! Are you fucking kidding me? What a fucking asshole!
You know what's great? I was laughing most of the time. Every time you bought into something I said.
Jesus Christ!
How bad is that?
What a piece of shit. I hope she fucking measures the ground temperature of a fucking sinkhole. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's great. Do we have some outro music? Is there any outro music? It could be the same as the intro music.
Yeah, this is... check. And by the way, check out the fucking awesome electric drum solo of the wonderful theme that we've been borrowing from Supermarket Sweep.
One of the greatest shows of all time.
You didn't give that the proper respect it deserved. Here it is. It's fucking mastery.
It is.
This has been Steve Doesn't Give a Shit About His Facebook Friends, Volume 1. Oh, I loved it. I loved playing this. I don't know if... I have a feeling that the listeners enjoyed this. But goddammit, I don't give a shit if everybody hated it because I had a fucking blast. Steve, great contribution to the show today. I think you did very well. And I think we're going to wrap that shit up. And I'm going to actually revel in the fact that this is the one DJ New Style Show game show that I'm proud of having lost. I truly don't know Allie. I know I hate her. I don't have to be faced with her bullshit. But I don't know her personality. That's a good place to be. Steve, great job on the fakes. You fucking fooled me, I'll tell you that. So why don't we roll out here? This is the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. We also want you to check out the other shows on Hear Us Talk. We're fucking proud of all the shows on this network, including Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater,
Theater,
and Best in Show Radio. HearUsTalk.com. That's the fucking team, bitch. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it, but I did. You dirty bitch. HearUsTalk.com. Download, subscribe. If you use iTunes, rate and leave a fucking review. It makes our hearts melt to read reviews, negative or positive. I don't give a fuck. Write something about it. If you're subscribing, do it. It's very nice. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Buy something for yourself. You made it to the end of the show. You deserve a prize. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
I hit it first.
I hit it first. I don't even know how it fucking goes anymore. How does it go, Steve?
I hit it first.
Oh, you know what we didn't do? You know what we didn't do, Steve? We have to say goodbye. We have to say goodbye to Margaret Thatcher and Roger Ebert and Annette Funicello. Steve, I tried to come up with some like something to say about these people that died.
I think you should just play the song.
Well, I tried to come up with something to say, and all I came away with was a guilty feeling for having Googled Annette Funicello tits as the first attempt.
Shelf tits.
At finding anything. And yeah, I discovered that bra technology of the 50s and 60s really wasn't all that great. It just made tits look like they were on a fucking trophy shelf. Just really
it looked like they were ready to be fired out of the subs. They were torpedo tits. They were.
Just fucking, you know, just out there on display. Not really round looking, kind of painful. Just terrible. And one of the pictures that came up in the Google image result was her as a younger woman in a bikini with her tits out, which is nice, except for the fact that the caption on the bottom of it has 1942-2013. She lived a whole life, starred in movies, was beloved.
Someone to be in a bikini.
Yeah, and someone took a tit pic and put her lifespan at the bottom of it.
Jesus Christ. Not bad.
Anyway, let's just fucking, you know, God bless.
God bless y'all.
Thank you for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. Really, truly appreciate it. Steve, thanks for the game show. Thanks, everybody out there.
Thank you for playing.
Have a good goddamn week.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.